Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pepe Frias. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jorge Roque. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Coco Laboy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Terry Humphrey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Baylor Moore. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Baylor Moore. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Theodore. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Milner. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Fregosi. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Parker. Pitching for the New York Mets, Harry Parker. And now, play ball. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias strikes out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fregosi fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fairley. Milan reaches second base with a double. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Milan moves to third. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball four. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton strikes out. Two outs. Jorge Roque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roque hits a fly ball into left field. Theodore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with more covering, for the out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a pop-up towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy hits a fly ball into left field. Theodore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey strikes out. Two outs. Baylor Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Harry Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a line drive into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive towards the mound. Moore reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Milan hits a line drive into left field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 0 for 1 in the game. Frias hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fregosi fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into left field. Theodore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Roque settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Staub takes first base on ball 4. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore is 0 for 1 in the game. Theodore hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Roque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roque is 0 for 1 in the game. Roque hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fregosi fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 0 for 1 in the game. LaBoy hits a fly ball into left field. Theodore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaBoy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-1 in the game. Parker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 0-for-1 in the game. Humphrey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Theodore. Humphrey reaches second base with a double. Baylor Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 0-for-2 in the game. Frias hits a fly ball into left field. Theodore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Milan bunts towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Frias covering, for the out. Harrelson moves to second. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen fields it and throws to second for the out. Harrelson moves to third. Two outs. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore is 0-for-2 in the game. Theodore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harrelson scores. Staub moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-2 in the game. Milner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Staub scores. Theodore moves to third. It's 2-0, Mets. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0-for-2 in the game. Fregosi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Theodore scores. Milner moves to second. It's 3-0, Mets. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. Grote strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Jorgensen moves to second. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Singleton strikes out. One out. Jorge Roque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roque is 0-for-2 in the game. Roque strikes out. Two outs. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeBoy is 0-for-2 in the game. LeBoy hits a pop-up towards first. Milner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Harry Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-2 in the game. Parker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Martinez pinch runs for Harry Parker. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson bunts towards first. Jorgensen juggles the ball. That's an error on Jorgensen. Martinez moves to second. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Milan hits a pop-up towards the mound. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mays strikes out. There goes Martinez. The throw from Humphrey and Martinez is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tug McGraw now pitching. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Humphrey strikes out. One out. Bob Bailey pinch hits for Baylor Moore. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGraw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 0-for-3 in the game. Frias hits a line drive towards the mound. McGraw reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Gilbert now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Staub takes first base on ball 4. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Theodore bunts towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Theodore for the out. Staub moves to second. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Milner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-0, Mets. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gilbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-3 in the game. Grote strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rich Childs now playing center field. Wayne Garrett now playing third base. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Childs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Theodore. Jorgensen reaches second base with a double. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fairley takes first base on ball four. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 3 in the game. Singleton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Jorgensen moves to third. Fairley moves to second. Two outs. Jorge Roque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roque is 0 for 3 in the game. Roque strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and Montreal Expos, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.